Get up with Joel and Jules on Heat 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
If you've just joined us for the first time, we do Truth Box, where Tools and I have to answer honestly and truthfully. You say, yeah, we're radio announcers, we should be doing that, but this is very, very personal.
Yeah, these are digging deep in there and, you know, putting us in that spot of awkwardness. Because you cannot lie, we've got the journal here.
Well, tell us about the journal. Tell us how this started, please.
Well, it's just a diary that I kept when I was in Tassie. I'm going to start adding to it again because it's not very full.
There's some great quotes in there. We can't get into that now, but there are some very good quotes. Let's open up the door for the Truth Box. Swear, please.
I swear on my Tasmanian journal to solemnly tell the truth.
Okay.
Or wait, I think I worded that wrong. It's okay.
I get what you're saying. So does everybody else. So we said that we can't really get into any deviant topics, like sexual encounters, because families...
I would trust that you wouldn't do that to me.
I wouldn't do that, because this is not what it's about, but it is trying to get out of you the truth. Now, we were at the Hoey Moey last week having a 750 feed, beautiful chicken parmy, and we're there with another friend of ours from work. And it can go to a... this could go to an educating Joel topping, and it might after, but let's stick to this. Every time you come in the morning, like, say, every 4 or 6 weeks, you get very excited.
Yeah.
Because it's hairdressing time.
Yes.
I think that you are really obsessed with your hairdresser. And you did it at the Hoey Moey, where you started showing me pictures of your hairdresser on Insta and saying, she just looks so good with everything she does. So look at her with those glasses. Oh, my God. Look at her at the wedding. Like, she's elegant, but she's still cool. And I was like, taken. It is. I was so taken aback by it. Her name is Bria.
Sorry.
You'll be seeing her in another 4 to 6 weeks.
Stop. That is so
embarrassing. You've got a girl crush on her. What is it about Bria that you absolutely love? What is it about her? And just, I need the honest truth.
Okay. Yeah. The way she holds herself, she's got a great sense of humour. She's a very warm, she's very intelligent, and she's classy and stylish. I think she's just, she's a great woman.
You think she's the bomb?
Yeah, I really do.
So, how often have you checked out her Insta photos?
Look, I showed you so you could get a picture.
Oh, but I had it.
That sounds so bad.
I had a sense.
It's like I'm stalking her. She's not going to want to do my hair anymore.
Okay, tell the truth. Have you stalked her before?
I showed you.
Have you stalked her before?
When you're friends with someone.
Have you had a look at her Insta photos?
You go through someone's photos when they, you know, when you're friends on Insta. Yeah. You check out what's happened.
Maybe you should stop.
I don't want to do this segment anymore. This is the last time we're doing it. I hate it.
Why don't you go and get a haircut from her and say, can I look like you? Have you thought about kissing her?
No.
A girl crush like that?
No, nothing
like sexual.
Like,
I'm not going there.
A girl crush is like...
Yeah, but if you could kiss one girl, would you kiss Brianna?
No, because I don't think of it like that. Stop it. And I have to go, well, you know, if I have an appointment now.
Where can we go to go see Brianna?
Stop it.
Okay, that was Truth Box. It is Dean McCarthy live from Hollywood, and he's got some news on our favourite royals. Who did what, Dean?
Oh, my goodness. Let me set the scene for you. Prince William and Princess Kate, I mean, like, they are the most loved royals in the world. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They were at this charity marathon, and they thought it'd be very sweet for them to kind of, like, help out, like, as volunteers. So they were giving the runners in the marathon bottles of water as they came past. Well, one cheeky little geezer, we shall call him, grabs a bottle of water, opened the lid, and squirted the bottle of water in Prince William and Princess Kate's face.
Poor.
He squirted them with water at point blank. Now, there is a photo circulating. It's going to turn into a meme, I'm sure, of Princess Kate Middleton. Like, her face was just, like, horrified. She kind of looked, like, a bit shady. They handled it with good spirits. They weren't, you know, they didn't have the man thrown in jail or off with his head or anything like that. But I tell you what, they were not very impressed.
Yeah, and I think behind the scenes that, yeah, maybe they might have been put in jail. They won't make a public thing of it. Yeah, that's... I don't know why anyone would want to do that to them too. Okay, so Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, what the hell? Ooh. Am I reading that for real?
Oh, you are reading that for real. Let me just... I don't even know where to start with this one. Look, they both obviously were married. They broke up. They both went and had new relationships. Well, recently, about the same time, actually, their relationships broke up. So they became single again. And now they are hanging out a lot. And I mean every single day. And we're talking not just like swapping the kids over. We're talking like dinner dates for two. It has got the rumour mill in Hollywood here flying. People are wondering, are they back together?
I like this, Dean. I like this. I know that, you know, Nick and Mariah, I think they're soulmates.
I think she just wants to be loved.
Yeah.
She does. And I think they were good together. They've got the kids together. You know, she dated the billionaire, then she dated the hot dancer. I think that her and Nick have something a bit more real than the last two that she's been with. So, fingers crossed, and time will tell.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much, Dean. We'll catch you next week, okay?
Bye, guys.
Do you think that I was wound up at all since I've been here? Because I don't... You know,
wound up in what way?
Wound up as in because I have been focusing on work. Did you think that I was?
No.
You can be honest with me.
I don't. I think you can notice certain things when you're tired,
sure.
When you're flat,
so the normal
when
you're
having. Yeah, and okay. I get it. And I know how hard you've been trying as well to, you know, not go out and be reckless.
You're the best. I was reckless on the weekend, but I had a big turn off. I did promo with a girl. In Brisbane, who I hadn't seen for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a little bit, you know, we hooked up over the weekend.
Wow.
I know.
Good on you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah, and then you're going to stop talking about it.
Yeah, no, I will, but it's very important that we get to where I'm going.
Of course, I want to hear this story 100%.
Because I find it horribly, it's a big turnoff, it's a no-no. We go in the taxi, and anytime someone says, don't think that you're sleeping with me tonight.
Yeah.
You always know that I am. Because
that
you say that, but you don't mean it.
They put it out there.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? The taxi ride home, you're in the back seat.
Yeah.
And I went home to her place, and we had the fondling, and we kissed, and we did all of that, which was great, the foreplay leading up to. But we get to the bed, and on the bed, there is leftover food.
Ah, what type of food?
Yeah, I saw a carrot. I saw some mashed potato and peas. This is legit.
Was that on a plate?
No.
It was on the bed.
Because you could tell that's where she relaxes. It's like when I relax and I'm very comfortable on my bed. But I found that, and you know the way I get turned off by some things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a prima donna. I don't think I'm really precious. But I started getting into it. And then, like, it's not heaps of food, but it was enough.
Sitting on a squashed piece of mashed potato.
Yeah. And I was really turned off. Yes. And I couldn't get into it as much afterwards.
Mm.
And we sent a message the other day.
Did you ask how old that food was?
Well, I didn't, because you're in the moment and you're sort of trying to be smooth and you're trying to be a Casanova sometimes. You know, guys do that.
Yeah.
But then I'm getting turned off because there's food on the bed. And I think that's a no-no.
I think you're a snob.
I knew you were going to say that. Really? Legit?
How good do you think you are?
I clean up the food. If you've got visitors.
She might have been in a rush.
So you think that's okay?
Well, I just
would
think,
you do
why
that?
Are you judging her?
I wasn't judging her.
You're turning your nose up. You are. That's exactly what you're doing.
I don't want mashed
potatoes.
You
turned off it because
I don't want
had a little bit of food on the bed.
A little bit of food. There were peas, mashed potatoes and carrots. I don't want a whole meal. I was about to get stuck into the meal.
No. Oh.